Oh, yeah, we are ready to jump in. Jump in, the jump water's in, fine.
Jump in,
baby.
Jump in, everybody. Hi, everybody. It is us. It is Bill and Wendy. Well, you know Steve. Dane Neal joins us right now by way of the telephone. He is on the road in Florida, right, Dane? Is that where you are, Florida?
I am. And by way of the telephone, so you've successfully identified the mode of communication.
Right.
So your show is actually coming to light right now on the road with Dane Neal, Saturdays 2 to 4, and now with Bill and Wendy right here, right now.
You know, there had been so much on social media, people saying, hey, you know, I wasn't walking the walk, or I'm, you know,
sure.
You know, that it's not a realistic presentation of the program because, you know, when am I ever on the road? You know, I just talk about other people, talk to people on the road. Well, here we're doing it. And so, yeah, we're doing, we did the whole road trip thing all the way from Chicago down through, we went through the Illinois side on the way down and then.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
I don't know what the definition of excitement is. You know, it would be a Hollywood blockbuster, but you know what? It's a unique experience. Getting all the way down here on the way back, we'll be heading up through Indiana and stopping at some places. But Wendy, you know, I mean, because you recently went to Nashville, which is, you know, I think from comparatively, it's not anywhere near as far, but it's, you know, it's still, you're on the road. You're in totally different places, going to, you know, new things, and you've got to be ready.
And it's really cool. When we went to Nashville last summer, we allowed ourselves plenty of time to check into the hotel. And I can't remember the town. Was it Water? No. I can't remember where we stopped at a little antique place. Mm-hmm. We left time to stop and see the sights.
You have to.
It's a great way to see America.
Right.
Damn it.
So when we would take trips as a kid, Dane, a lot of times it was just strictly the highways. That's what we would take. But I always liked it when we would veer off the main highways and we would take local roads and you'd get to see the towns. That's the way to enjoy a trip like that, isn't it?
Well, I mean, kind of, because you've got sort of a destination in mind. But yes, for sure, you definitely want to see like the world's largest ball of twine or dinosaur land with the giant kind of worn and weathered paper mache sort of dinosaur characters, or the caverns, like those caves,
caverns
that you can go ahead and check out as well. The thing that is different from when I remember doing this as a kid is just kind of this access to information. So just like everything that we've got with the internet, it's like at our fingertips. Anytime you want to know who the 26th president of the United States, boom, you can find out. Same with the vacations, but it's almost like too much. And Wendy, you mentioned Nashville. That was kind of like a halfway point for us.
Yeah, we got to stop. Mm-hmm. You did not.
Well, we did stay a little bit past Nashville because everything was just so booked up. I'm not sure what was going on. I mean, it's a very hot place right now, so maybe all the time the hotels are booked. So we went maybe about 15, 20 miles past that. And you have access now to, as opposed to just driving around. I remember as a kid, you know, looking, is this a good motel? You know, and your dad would have to walk in, talk to the guy.
Right.
Oh, there's nothing here. Let's go on, you know. And right? Where now, not only do you have access to, like, what's available and the cost, but all these reviews, and I'm not sure they're all helpful. Some of them are, you know, it certainly gives you the information about the amenities, but there's, like, all that Yelpy type stuff, like, the manager's a crook, or there's, you know, giant bugs everywhere. I mean, I think you want to know it, but then maybe you don't.
Right. Right. You're somewhere in the middle. Now, what about this with kids? Because did you bring the kids with you? You did, didn't you?
Of course.
All right. So
no, he went by himself.
Well, when we would take our trips, you had two options as a kid in the back seat. You could either look at the scenery or you could punch your brother really hard any time a Volkswagen would pass by you. Kids now, their attention span is a little different. Do those games still hold up or do you have to do something new with them?
Here's the thing, and again, Bill, it's a give-take world, so they have the ability to use the phone to, you know, play their favorite videos or whatever music, but then you lose the ability to have GPS to tell you how to get places.
Right.
So you have that. And get this, I remember Slugbug, where you'd see a Volkswagen, not so many of those on the road, so they would just pick, like, the color of car, and if you picked, and I'm always kind of the designated one to get punched, because we don't want the kids punching each other.
No.
Bill, there are an amazing amount of white cars on the road. Yeah.
But here's a new thing that my kids play. It's the Prius Punch, because there's a million Toyota Priuses out there.
Yeah.
So you can add that on your way home.
And so they sort of take care of themselves. You know, they've got tablets, and so there's like little games and stuff that they can play. It isn't as, I mean, because think about it. If you've ever done any of like the, you know, elliptical or working out, if you've got a television, it's so much easier than just staring at the wall. At the gym, and for the kids, you know, I think it goes pretty quick for them, as opposed to, I just remember it being a really long and extended process of staring out the window and fighting car sickness.
Right.
Right.
You could also play, there's that initial game where you take the first two letters on a license plate and you call them out, and then somebody has to mention a celebrity whose name has those initials, except if you know, like, the world of sports, because I know anybody who played any sports. My daughters and my wife don't know those people, so they'll go, Wilt Chamberlain, you made that name up. No, I didn't. That's a real guy.
They don't know Wilt the Stilt?
No. No.
But I think that that's something that we should try to get back to is, you know, just as people kind of got back into cooking, you know, over the last X amount of years and kind of being more hands-on with things, I think we've lost, like, the art of the road trip game. You know,
yeah. Whether,
you know, 20 questions. Remember how you would do that?
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
I want to play that today.
All right.
We can do that on the air.
A game of 20 questions. All right. We can do that. Dane Neal is here. He's on the road, as he often is. You can hear him on WGN. From noon to 2, Dane, is that right?
Two or 2 to 4?
2 to 4.
I would suggest listening from noon to 2 no matter what.
Well, I get an advanced copy every week that I get to listen to before they air it.
You get a screener?
Yeah, they show me a screener of the show. He's on from 2 to 4 here on WGN. He's on with us right now. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
On the road again.
It's time for Dane to be on the road again.
You changed the lyrics, didn't you?
I did.
Oh.
Dane Neal is on the road, on vacation, and what shall we talk about now?
Well, here's the thing. I know what you're thinking is during the commercial break, I could overhear you guys saying, geez, we've been a few minutes into this thing, and he hasn't even mentioned that it's National Hot Dog Day and National
Daiquiri Day.
Did you read Bill's mind?
Yeah, that's what I was saying out loud.
Well, because he's got those in front of him. I can see we're watching at WGNRadio.com. Oh. He's got a tall banana daiquiri and a nice
hot dog swizzle stick.
Now, it's not very often that these coincide because, National Hot Dog Day is always the third Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, this time it's the 19th, and then Daiquiri Day is always on the 19th.
Yeah, yeah. It just happened this way this year, and it couldn't be better. All right, we'll discuss those more in depth if we have time. But, Dane, we want to discuss accommodations, travel accommodations, when you're taking one of these road trips.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into that in just 1 second, Bill, if I could, only because I do not want to forget this, is that even though we can drive for days,
yeah. We
cannot drive past and out of the reach of the Bill and Wendy fan base empire. And so Karen and Vince Ramirez from West Beverly and their brother Ricky and Chrissy Ramirez from Largo, Florida, they're the hugest fans. They said to say hi. We were at Animal Kingdom yesterday in a rainstorm huddling, and they had some, like, a Cub poncho on or whatever, mm-hmm. and some kind of obvious Chicago barbecue T-shirt. And then they just talked about how big of fans they were.
Oh, that's so nice.
What a small world.
That is a small
hi, guys.
World. Although small world is in Magic Kingdom, and you were at Animal Kingdom, so
right.
It almost worked. It was so close. Well, that's very nice. I'm glad to hear the Ramirez's are listening and enjoying what they hear. This is good
they
news.
Love you guys. Okay.
Right.
So here's the thing is accommodations can go a bunch of different ways. You can do everything from, you know, a tent, the KOA, we considered all of them. You can do the roadside Motel 6, which is, you know, kind of sketchy. I mean, nothing against the Motel 6 folks, but there is a real, even if it's a chain, you know, there's a real difference between, you know, one place in one location and one place in another. One thing that is kind of cool if you've got families that are getting together is sort of these homes where you can get vacation homes where they're kind of more bedroom-centric. You know, you don't have a study or, you know, like an exercise room or anything like that, but it's an ability for families to get together and kind of share a home where you can grocery shop and cook. You know, a lot of them are close to the parks, and you can stay the entire time instead of just having that hotel room experience where you're always having to eat out. You know, granted, you've got, you know, a lady there to ask for towels, but there's some benefits to both.
So do you recommend, like, these web services? There's a bunch of websites where you can book a house that way. You don't always know what you're getting. Kevin and his wife got one. I hope I can say this, Kevin. They got invited to a swingers party. Is that right?
Was that extra?
Is that right to say?
Yeah, that's okay to say. Yeah, yeah. True, yeah.
They got invited to a swingers party.
Well, is this the Airbnb or is this something different?
It's a similar website.
It
right?
was Airbnb, actually.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
But, Dane, what about your family household places?
Well, yeah, so, well, Kevin's an adventurer. You know, he's in Bora Bora,
right.
and Tahiti and all
right.
that
yep.
stuff.
You're in Florida.
Right, we're in Florida. There are places where you can get the homes. It's not like a timeshare thing. It's like someone owns the home, but it's managed by a company, whereas Airbnb is just individually. Like, I could say, like, I'll put up, you know, you can put a bedroom up or whatever, an
yeah.
extra room, and have it on the site and list it. So you really do have a range of you know, how good it is or the accommodations, the amenities. Where this situation where we're at right now is it's a home and it's managed and it's, you know, cleaned and, you know, maintained and all that kind of stuff. But it allows you the ability to go ahead and have like a central place to stay that's a house, you know, as opposed to, you know, just a hotel room and everything.
Now, you don't get daily maid service, though, do you? That's just like when you check in and check out. That's the only time they clean it, right?
Yeah. I mean, unless you there's probably a hotline where you could call saying that there was some kind of mess.
Oh.
You
know,
is there a website or something? Because this is intriguing to me.
Well, we're going to talk about it on Saturday as well. But we're at Global Resort Homes, which is absolutely great. And it's not as much as you might think that it would be. I mean, it's definitely affordable. It is much less, if you look around, than maybe a hotel. Certainly much less than the accommodations that you would have, because you've got, you know, multiple bedrooms, the ability to have a couple families kind of pool in.
And that's nice. Yeah.
And a lot of these actually have pools and spas with them as well.
Oh, that's very nice.
Giant, but it's a nice little, and the kids absolutely love it.
Wendy only stays at Howard Johnson's, Dane. She won't stay anywhere else.
Well, she's committed. Howard Johnson's.
We actually had a song every time we pull up to that green or turquoise
and orange
color.
It's like being at a Dolphins game.
It was not really with ice cream.
The Dolphins,
right?
That's your team.
I love the Dolphins.
Think about that. Dolphins are indigenous to Florida, and that's one of the things we're trying to do. Animal Kingdom, you know, they've got some Florida animals here, but of course from around the world. But we tried to do some things that are kind of, you know, iconically Florida, like ride the airboats. We're going to be doing that, I think, tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun.
Some of those Everglade boats.
What about Gatorland? Did you go to Gatorland?
We did. And have you ever been to Gatorland?
Yeah.
I have not.
Okay. All right. So amusement parks are one thing, and there's nothing wrong with them, and everybody should get out there and check those out as well. But this is an opportunity to see these kind of powerful, scary beasts up close and in quantity. I mean, there's got to be thousands of them in every single size. So you've got little hatchling ones to giant ones. I put something on Instagram where there's a giant albino alligator, and so we got
named Edgar Winter.
Well, they've got, yes, right. So these are celebrity gators, and you know, once Tim from Gatorland found out, you know, that we were going to be talking about it a little bit, got a chance to talk to him. So tune in Saturday. He gave us sort of the behind the scenes. Oh, here, you got to see. You know how it is. You know where they're like, oh, you got to see this.
Yeah.
So the kids got to pet a tortoise, and then he had, oh, you need to get a really up-close picture with this one giant albino alligator. And so we got a little closer than I would have wanted to. You know, he put the kids in there, and because we hear about these stories all the time.
Sure.
You know, in a mishap at Gatorland, this happened. Everything was great. We didn't sign any waiver forms. I was a little worried about that.
That surprises me. Seriously.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a folksy atmosphere, which I think is something you can appreciate. You get to see gators in action and super up close.
Do they do anything to them, Dane, to like kind of nullify
their teeth? Like put lipstick on them?
Well, like put a rubber band around their mouth so they can't snap at you or something. They do anything like that?
No, these are gators in their pristine and natural state. And then we got a chance to see Chester, who is a 14, who's a kind of a more of a, like an angry gator that was terrorizing the community, and then they took him there and gave him refuge, and now he's a tourist attraction. Well, this is great because way better than getting killed, Wendy, at least I would think. And so, but he took us like in the cage with not the cage, it's like a little kind of enclosure with a pool, and then they're trying to, you know, they want him to react so that we can see him because he was under the water.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was a little scary. Like
You don't want your kids near that, do you?
You don't want anyone to get eaten. That's
right.
I think that's really when you start on a trip, that's one of those first things you write down on the to-do list.
Right.
Gatorland, chomp, chomp.
You can sell that to them, Dane, if you want. It's Wendy's gift to you.
I'll make a mention.
Someone has texted us, and I wanted to share this because I'm sure we all did it. My vacation car trip games consisted of drawing a beard and mustache with a magnet and metal shavings encased in a plastic cover onto the clean-shaven face.
Right.
And that had an encased plastic maze where one had to move a magnetic bee through it with a magnetic pen.
Yeah, that was
fun.
Totally
remember that.
That was a good time.
Please stop.
Now, Bill, do you have, because Bill has an extensive toy collection,
yeah,
do you have some of those, you know, like the either Etch-A-Sketch or whatever that other thing was called with the metal shavings?
I don't have that, but that I'll never forget that guy. He had no facial hair at all.
Like
but
Mr.
You could,
Clean.
Yeah, he looked like Mr. Clean, but you could turn him into Gene Shalit if you wanted to. Or
only
somebody
you.
With a lot of hair. That was fun.
Could you please promise me to stop at a Waffle House because they have the best pecan waffles and their hash browns in the little patty
right.
are amazing.
And what's the rule at Waffle House?
What happens
the
at Waffle House?
The tried and trade. No, no matter what Waffle House you go to anywhere, one of the letters on the sign will not be working.
Yes.
It's just like a rule. I don't understand it, but it's true. Dane, it sounds like you're having a good time.
Oh, no, we are, and we're going to stop at Cleveland, Georgia, because Esther, my wife, has had this dream, and she's kind of projected it on the kids to stop at the Cabbage Patch Hospital. Apparently, there's
a
business selling Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yep.
Wow.
They fix them up.
You're traveling back to 1993 or something.
Now, if Trump Care goes through, you'll have to pay for that. It's going to be very expensive to have your Cabbage Patch doll fixed up there. You know that, right?
I think they're going to lose their coverage.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. It's Dane Neal, everybody. He's on WGN Radio right here from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday. It's On the Road with Dane Neal. Dane, thanks. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Yep, enjoy the daiquiris.
Okay.
Safe travels.
Bye. We'll take a quick break. We've got news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.